वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावचनाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने All glory to Guru Vaishnava, Shri Radha Govinda Gopinath. So glad to come here. And what I have never dreamt in my life, going here and there, calling the footprints of Swamiji. And everywhere I'm saying he's looking towards me. Wherever I am. I'm so glad to be among you all. Where I'm going, so many people are here. Like when I go to India to speak, about 100 devotees they see in worship there, and a crowd of 10,000, 20,000 persons. Not less than 5,000, anywhere in this time. Here, no, but yet I'm glad to. So many devotees in London now, in Bath, here also, you are helping me in so ways, many ways. I think that when Swamiji came to India, no, all these things, but he had to done so many efforts. Sometimes alone he saw, sitting and chanting, he came alone in the seat, sometimes ill, sometimes sitting. Feeling, you know, but she has time. Means first time I am coming, but yes, so many to go. He made a very good platform, and he told me, oh, you know, glad. But you should remind that you should take something from me. And if you will not take from me, I will return with my basket. So, you should try to take. I remind, I'm remembering one story of Mahabharata. Before Mahabharata, Bhisham Pitamah, you know all Bhisham Pitamah? Forefather of Kauravas and Pandavas. He was so old, but he was so brave and so powerful. In the whole world, there was no any strong person like him. And he was so much offered to Krishna. Very, very first bona fide devotee, surrender and bona fide devotee. When the Kauravas and Pandavas were little boy babies, Then he told Dronacharya that you are a bona fide fighter and know the tricks how to
shoot
and all others. So you should teach my nephew. And he was engaged. After 5 years, when all knew of their rare, so much
expert.
And he told that tomorrow I will take examination of all students and get them arrow and
bow.
You should come with me. Next day he took all his disciples, 100 the brothers of Duryodhan and 5 Arjun Bhim Nakul Sahadev Yudhishthira, 105 went in a very dense forest. No? He kept a bird, pigeon or any bird, on the top of the tree. And he told that one by one you should come and you should
aim
at the bracket in the eyes.
People.
Of the eyes of that pigeon. In left eye. No? He made a wooden or anything, mud that was not actually a bird. Otherwise, and bird will see that anyone shooting, he will fly. So he made it from any
method,
earth or anything. And he kept the dog. He called Duryodhan, come on. He is a sword in the people of this season. Left eyes. He came and became ready. You are seeing the season? Yes. You have seen the whole body of season? Yes. Very good. You see seeing the prince on which he is sitting? Yes. You are seeing the whole tree? Yes. Very good. He told yes and he told very good. Don't ask that. He told them, you are seeing also us? Yes, Guruji. I am seeing all. Keep this. Bow and you cannot. He called all the 199 brothers and they told like this. He told them, you cannot aim. And you cannot but
shoot.
Then he called Bhim. You know Bhim? You are seeing the bird? Yes. You see the benches? Yes. You are seeing the tree? Not horses. You are seeing us? No. You should also keep people. You cannot shoot. Then he called to Nakul Sahadev. You are seeing the bird? Yes. You are seeing the head of the bird? Yes. You are seeing the branches on the beach? Yes. You are seeing the tree? No, no. At all. You are seeing the whole branch? No. Where he is sitting only I'm sitting. Okay. You cannot do. Then he called Jyotishji Maharaj. You are seeing the bird? Your aim? Yes. You are seeing the body of vision? Yes. Seeing his head, her head? Yes. You are seeing the branches? No. And no. You are seeing his face? No. Okay. You should also. Then he called Arjun. then he told, just in the prison?
No.
You are seeing the pigeon's head? No. You are seeing the eyes? No. You are, what you are seeing? Only black dot. See? It was for suited. What is the use of telling this story? Here. Why I told you? You can see. You can elaborate and explain.
We should only see the aim that we want to become a maid servant of Radharani and not see anything else.
You can explain more? Stand up and explain more and more. Come.
I don't know if I can.
Huh?
I don't think I can add anything more.
Not anything more. Explain more. Come on. Then, you stand up and tell. Come.
I would explain this story from Mahabharata and Rama meeting his death at his essence. All I can say before is that Mahabharata is really concerned that we should or target to catch his mood, which is trying to give us. At the same time, we should understand that we will all have to pass through so many circumstances and situations and many other deviations. So if we remain undisturbed with all those things and continue targeting us with that mood which Maharaj wants to give us, and always try to connect ourselves with him, then that will give us power to overcome all those obstacles and problems. And if you are not connecting to him the way Arjuna is connected to Dronacharya, so strong, we will get deviated by all those obstacles and problems, and then we will not be able to catch his mood. So we will be deprived from his mercy. So his so he would be really happy and he would be really pleased that he has come all the way here, and there are disciples like Arjuna who are qualified enough to take his mood and at the same time express this to others also, and thereby taking his responsibility and taking the responsibility of the whole parampara, and that's how we connect ourselves to the parampara and to the
So what I was thinking when my beloved Guruji was telling the story is that I was thinking Guruji may ask the disciple, "Oh disciple, do you see this material world?" "No Guruji, I don't see."
"Yes."
"Oh sister Jean, do you see Brahmalok?" "No, Guruji, I
very
not
good."
"Oh, Sister G, do you see Sivalok?" "No, Guruji, I'm not seeing this world." "Oh, Sister G, are you seeing Vaikuntha?" "No, Guruji, I'm not seeing Vaikuntha."
"Yes."
"Sister G, in Vaikuntha, are you seeing Lakshmi Narayan?"
"Yes."
"No, no, I'm not."
"Very good."
"Oh, Sister G, are you seeing Ayodhya?" "No, no, Guruji, I'm not seeing it." "Are you seeing Dwarka?" "No, no, Guruji, not
very,
at all."
"Very, very
good." "Are you seeing Mithila?"
"Gone."
"No, no." Sisiji, are you seeing Vrindavan, where Krishna is doing his wrath with all the different kinds of gopis, including Sudhana, Siddha, Nitya, Siddha?
"You are seeing mother and father."
"Oh, okay." "Oh, Sisiji, are you seeing Gokula? Are you seeing Nanda Baba, Yashoda? Are you seeing Krishna at the breast of Yashoda?" "No, no, Guruji, I'm not seeing." "Then are you seeing Vrindavan where Krishna is doing wrath with the Nitya Siddha, the Sadhana Siddha, the Rishi Chari, the Muni Chari, Chandravali's camp as well as Radharani's camp?" "No, no, Guruji, I'm not seeing." "Then tell me, Sister G, what you are seeing." "Oh, Guruji, I'm only seeing Raja Krishna and Yashoda." "Oh, Guruji, I'm not seeing Raja Krishna with all of their
swapaksha
doing Raja Govardhan. And moreover than that, I'm seeing Krishna at midday with Srimati Radhika and and Radha Kund massaging her lotus feet.
Very good explanation.
Thank you.
That I got. That's at the aim and object of our sadhana. If you are pure devotee, and if you are not pure devotee, oh, I'll have to worship Ganesh later. Because this Kundwala means?
Trunk.
Had trunk. He can give me so much wealth. So beautiful wife, so beautiful husband, so good children. Also everything we want in this world. There is supply, aspirate, order supply. You know why he has the trunk of elephant?
Head.
Head of elephant. You know, this is the, something?
Head.
What?
Shivji was cut his head because he was placed by Parvati at his door, at her door, as her personal Ghana.
Hmm. Once Parvati was taking bath in a special room, he told Ganesh, his was so beautiful, like Kartikeya. He told order, oh son, I'm going to bath, anyone should not come. Otherwise I'll be disturbed. So he was watching. Anything was so essential for Shankar, Shivji. And he came searching, where is Parvati? Searching here and there, he could not find. Oh, she should be in bathroom. So he went on searching in bathroom. Ganesh was there, he told that, I will not allow to go there. Mother has told me that anyone should not come. Are he is your father, but he is your mother, but he is my wife. Can I not? No, you cannot be. You have more rights than me. You have come from me, and you are not. You are telling, and that I will not allow you to go. You can't be. At once, and so everywhere. I can suggest. Hearing some sound, Parvati came and said that her son is dead. Blood are coming. He told that yes. Why? He was involved in UN giving me. And he was not allowing me to go there. So I gave him. That's three?
Trishul. Rajan.
Why he should come among us? They should not disturb us. Oh, he was very lovely. I want that he should be again.
Brought back to life. Brought back to life.
Come to life. He began to weep loudly. My dear son, my where you are. And Shankar said that he's disturbed, so he will be given new life. He told that go on, and any animal or any man, anyone is going passing, you should pay. An elephant was going, and he brought that elephant there, Shankar. Took her at the head, and that he gave to
Ganesh.
That though his body is like a male person, but his mind is like animal. He doesn't know me. I am the servant of Krishna. Pure devotee. And I have authority to go direct to Parvati. He is like animal, his mind. Always enjoying outside this world. And he is Ganadhidev, Ganapati is called. Ganapati means as we elect any president or prime minister by vote, those who are giving their gun called Gana, Jana Gana. And to whom we elect, he is called Ganapati. So Ganapati is a demigod who gets all these three requirements in this world. Which really will cannot, they cannot give happiness. They will go sorrow. So many difficulties and troubles and all this suffering. So Ganesh cannot give Krishna Bhakti. So no name in Gita and Bhagavad. No name.
Amen.
Shankar is bona fide Vaishnava. Parvati is Vaishnava. But if you worship Shankar as a supreme personality of Godhead and having any and enthusiasm to Krishna, Ram or Vishnu, then if he is Ravan, Kumbhakaran, Meghnad, Kansa, Jarasandha, Duryodhan, all were worshipper of Lord Shiva. But not worshiping Lord as a devotee of Krishna, Aram. They were worshipping him as the supreme personality of Godhead. And only for having worldly sense gratification. So all were murdered. But Shankar has never cut head of any Vaishnava. Always in lovely and very harmony to Vaishnava because he is Vaishnava. So we should know that Ganapati. We should give up Ganapati. We should give Shankar. He is not the family of Krishna. He can take only Gopi. Not even Hanuman, not even Sita, Lakshman, not even Rukmini, Shaktabhama, all these, they are not family of Brajesh Krishna. This is about all this. We will honor Uddhava and Narad. But they are not family of Rajesh. They should be honored but not looking to them. Then you should come to Vrindavan. There is Sakharas, Dasharas Sakharas, Dasharas. We will honor them. But what is our aim and the object of this life and our sadhana and bhajan? We should first decide and then to see what is our aim, and we aim like this. Otherwise, no aim, nothing sadhana bhajan. World only going roaming here, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Har Har Mahadev, Har Har Mahadev, Ganapati Mahadev ki jai, Dwarkadhish Maharaj ki jai, Rukmini Vallabh ki jai, Satyabhama Vallabh ki jai. You can have something, but not aim and object. Hanuman's aim is Ram. Rukmini and the Dasi, the maid servant of Rukmini Saptabhama, all their aim to serve Rukmini
Dwarkadhish.
Saptabhama Dwarkadhish. or others. The aim of the Subal Siddhant is to serve a friend Krishna. It can be honored. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells you, yes, very good. But go on. He was not satisfied with Bhagavad Gita. In Raya Ramananda Sambhava, then he told Vatsalya, Nime dhirancho na bhavo na chyaptanga samsaya prasadam le dhire gopi gopi prapya yaparadhava no dhirancho. Nemang, Sukadeva gives overdress and tell Nemang, Nemang, Nemang. No imang. Brahma is the son of Narayana or Krishna temple. Shankar is friend. Lakshmi is wife. And all others, Narayana, Uddhava, are very dear Vasta. But they could not have Gopika Sutra very easily as Yashoda. Very easily, if we will worship, chant Yashoda Sutra, very easily. Yes, I mean, hospital, yes, very good. But no. Then he told me, Gopi Prema is the highest goal. And he proved it. Yes, and Mahaprabhu, I'm satisfied, but yes, something lacking. Go on. Then he told me, Radha Prema, affection of Radha to Krishna. Oh, it is high, not anything more. But I want to hear something more. Then what he told? Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prem Tattva, and Vilas. What are they? He defined it all. He told that, I want to hear. Then Rayaraman told, in this whole world, I am not seeing anyone else other than you to hear more than this. After he told her one thing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should decide among all these things. What are the aim and the object of sadhana? And try to gain that benefit. Then we should try to know what are the sadhan of getting that goal. Where sadhan? Those who have served him and those who have come to him. Who are they? Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. But they are not fit to be seen and their books are there. But lock and key in anyone's other hand. We can read, but we have nothing to get from that. To whom? They follow us up, Guru Krishna. Who are they? Krishna Das, Kaviraj, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das. But they are also not to be seen. We'll have to do so much austerities and aradhana. It is very hard. It is easy to have the darshan of Krishna, but not easy to see them. Then what to tell? What to do? No. Any present living Krishna, one of higher Krishna, Rasi, Tattvati, Mahabhagavat, and we should start by life and soul and happiness. We'll have to repay something. That should be, there is some value. And he will want that value. And if you have no value, he will not. That value should be prepared as possible. How to know what is the value? Go to any Vaishnava, Madhana Vijaya. Who is Rupa Yohanan, what is that value and how to have it? Madhana Vijaya. Most advanced. So, you want sense gratification? You want wealth? I want wealth and also go to Shankar. Go to Vaikunthadhi, Narayan. Go to all. I don't know, don't want.